Working and having a ball. Looking forward to a quiet weekend. I'm not a big traveler. I can't stand it, be honest with you.
I remember the last long trip I took.
My honey and I were headed down to the islands and
we're flying along, I don't know, cruising altitude around 30,000 feet. Enjoying the view, comfortable, had a cocktail. But I was noticing a little, like a disconcerting thumping noise, you know? I wasn't sure what it was. It didn't sound like something hydraulically wrong with the aircraft, but it was a thumping nonetheless. And I figured, why not go to the pilot, though? I saw when the stewardess went in and opened the door to the cockpit to bring some coffee. I walked right in there. They were a little shocked to see me walk in there. But I said, excuse me, I'm an ex-pilot myself. I've had some time flying jets. And I said to the pilot, excuse me for like being a butt-insky here, but I'm hearing a little thumping coming from the underside of the fuselage.
That's bad, man.
Is it really?
That's bad.
That's why I brought it to your attention.
You ain't never done on a record before.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Bad problem.
I guess.
That is bad. Believe me.
I believe you.
Believe me.
I believe you.
Believe me, that's bad.
I believe you it's bad, but you know what I think it might be? Since you still, I can see you're still in control of the aircraft, I think maybe in the luggage compartment, you know, like somebody's coat got slammed in the cargo door.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
Well, it could be, because I keep, you know, it's like a rhythmical thump. So that's why I'm disconcerted. So what I was thinking, just to be on the safe side, is maybe we ought to just, like, divert. Just tell everybody we just want to check something, go to the nearest airport. We don't have to announce that we have a potential situation here. We just announce that we're stopping for an unscheduled refueling stop. You know, something nebulous, you know what I'm saying?
All right. I hear you, brother man.
Great.
What you got there?
It's a great idea, I think.
You know what? We got a thing. You know what?
What's that?
You do a series of these things.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I hope we don't have to do a series of stops because I want to get to my destination. But, you know, it always pays to be very, very cautious. You know, because let's face it, if it's something else, if it's not a coat flapping in there, if you get, like, you know, some kind of warning indicator light and you're 30,000 feet, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's bad, yeah.
At 30,000, it's...
That's your not bad, yeah, bro.
It'll ruin your day, is what I'm saying.
Well, I've been to that one, bro. That one you do all the way through the zone, man. That's it.
You probably
that's
do that,
all of it.
You probably do that in flight training, right?
Now, that's what's happening.
What's that, training?
Yeah, that's going to be the thing.
It is the thing.
That's going to wipe out the moonwalking,
though. Well, I just hope you weren't moonwalking when they were giving you the safety procedures as to how to land this aircraft. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk through the cabin and introduce myself. It's a flight from D.C., so a lot of the people on board are Greaseman fans. And I think if I go back there and explain to them that I've talked to you and that, you know, I am a pilot myself, so God forbid anything should happen, I am available, I think it'll kind of set everybody's mind at ease. So I'll tell you what, why don't you go ahead and get us cleared into the nearest airport, and I'll go ahead and go back into the cabin. You're gonna be okay by yourself in here?
I'm gonna chill out.
Okay.
Struggle.
Yeah.
Do this and do a little of that.
All right, super.
You know, I'm gonna look at this and look at that.
Uh-huh.
You know, play some cards, drink some water, take a nap, wake up, get ready. I'll be here. I got a lot of things to do.
All right, super. Well, you know, there's a massive checklist on the aircraft. So sure enough, we landed without incident. I couldn't resist. I got out of the plane, too. Sure enough, it was a coat. Just got slammed in the door. I mean, there was no danger. There was no problem. It was just flapping in the breeze, thumping the bottom of the plane. I said, all right, we're going to be late. We got a connection to make in Miami. We better take off. I didn't realize it. When we landed, the flight crew that was on our plane knew the baggage handlers and a flight crew that was transferring from another plane, and they all saw each other on the tarmac. And let's face it, they had a gargantuan reunion.
Happy to see you again. Happy because you are my friend. Happy to see you for a long, long time. Happy that you're doing fine. Happy to see you again. Happy because you are my friend. Haven't seen you in a long, long, long time. Happy that you're doing fine.
Obama. Happy to see you again. Happy because you are my friend. Obama, I haven't seen you in a long, long time. Happy to see you again.
Okay, that's great. Can we take off now, please? Alright, look, we gotta be going.
You know I'm happy to see you again. Happy because you are my friend. Obama, I haven't seen you for a long, long time. Happy to see you again.
That's very clever, but we gotta go. I'm gonna miss my connection for crying out loud if we don't get this thing in the air and make some time.
Your mama.
Maybe you didn't hear me, sir. I'm asking you to get flight clearance now.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you don't care one iota if I miss my flight?
That's right. I said your mama.
Well, wait just a cotton picket minute here. You have guaranteed me to get me there on time.
Your mama.
And I saved your butt by suggesting you land and check the luggage.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me not only do you not have any gratitude for me, you have contempt for me?
That's right. I said your mama.
Now, wait a minute. I not only want to take off of this aircraft now, I want to be bumped up into first class.
Your mama.
You keep out of this. I'm speaking to the pilot. Sir, don't walk away from me.
Your mama.
You mean to tell me you're not even going to listen to me? You're going to turn your back on me and get back on the plane?
That's right. I said your mama.
Wait just a cotton picket minute here. Whatever happens to common human decency?
Your mama.
Tell me, that's a byword. I mean, you don't have to be decent. Your money's the same.
That's right. I said your mama.
Just that, as I was really, you know, drilling him one into another, he was standing there, you know, in his hat. He looked really good, I must admit. He wore a uniform well. He was a bulky kind of guy. He had his hat cocked at a jaunty angle. And I was looking pretty bulky, too. I was wearing my sleeveless T-shirt. I had those huge guns of mine hanging from my shoulders. Cephalic vein pumped like a garden hose. When one of the flight attendants, I think his name was Robert, came walking along, pulling his luggage on wheels. He looked at me. He looked at the captain, smiled, and said,
Do you realize how butch you two look together?
I said, hey, spare me your evaluations of our machismo, or I will have you reported to your superior.
Who cares?
Oh, you don't care? Huh? Well, let me tell you something. I do care.
You laugh so much, your sides will ache, your heart will go pit-a-pat.
Sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
Stand by. There's more in store from the one and only Grease Man.